Second pack of Veitzim, Mishnah, Ches. We were learning various chumas and kulas of Rabbi Gamliel. Now we're learning three hanagas of Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. Shleisha dvarim of Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah matya. Three things Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah permitted. Chachamim oisrim, even though the chachamim disagree with him. Parasa yoytzis ritzush ben kaneho. His para went out on Shabbos with a piece of cloth between its horns. Now the truth is this is also to do on Shabbos, and the Gemara says it doesn't mean that he did it, because he also agrees that it's not a decoration, it's just like carrying something, which is also to have your behemoth carry something. Just they had a neighbor that did this, and he did not make a moichah, he did not stop his neighbor from behaving in such a fashion, therefore it's considered as if he himself did it. Mekaldim as behemoth the yontif. You could scrape a animal with his comb, some type of comb, to scratch its back. A yontif, he wasn't concerned about making a wound. Shechem is a pilpil and berei chayim shel hem. You had to grind peppers and a pepper grinder, a small pepper grinder. Rabbi Yudaima, and all these things that Chum holds is also. Yeah, because the case of the grinder, even though we permit grinding pepper and spices that will lose their sharpness if we grind it before Yom Tov, but they shouldn't be done with the regular grinder. It looks like Uvim Dechol. Rabbi Yudaima, Ein Mekadim, the name of Yom Tov, Neisho Yisach Abura, Aval Mekal Tzefim. That Rabbi Yudaima says that using that comb that Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah permitted is also because that will make a wound. But Mekal Tzefim is a wooden comb which has bigger teeth and will not make a wound. It's permitted. Chacham say even the second one is also awesome, because they are still choishish for making a wound. Yeah.